This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, and this is The Morning Run. On today's property show, Keith Kam speaks to Chris Tan of Chur Associates in our monthly property legal clinic. They look at the changes to the 1981 Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers Act.
Chris, recently the government amended Act 242 and launched the Register of Property Managers, meaning practicing property managers will now be officially regulated alongside valuers, appraisers and estate agents. Yep. What does this mean?
Which means that now we finally recognise property management as a profession. Mm-hmm. So just like lawyer, doctors, accountants, tax consultant, whoever that you consider as professional, which is what you mentioned, valuer, estate agency, architect, even for that matter, they would have a body that regulate them.
So it's a new career choice.
So it is not a new career choice in that sense, because previously the business of property management or mm-hmm. the practice of property management is being regulated, but is deemed as a power or a practice of a valuer. So which is what you mentioned just now. You say that in the earliest act, there was they were regulating
correct.
The valuers and all this thing where the practicing valuer can actually do property management. So now they are starting a new register just to look at a property manager. So in other words, you can be a property manager today, duly regulated and registered with the board, and you don't necessarily need to be a valuer.
Why was there a need to be regulated in the first place?
I think cases? It's actually consistent with the international standard and whatnot. Like I said, you know, Malaysia is on the verge of becoming a developed economy. So mm-hmm. when we say become a developed economy, then there's more building and infrastructure that require maintenance, because then we are not keep building and building and building and building. So the skill is not in building, the skill is therefore in managing and maintaining. So I think as a result of that, property managers have now getting the recognitions as it's increasingly more important in the urban part of Malaysia. So they should be regulated. So therefore, they're putting a registered so that they don't want all these property managers who have not been regulated, registered to be offering their service, you know, and the standard expected could be varies. Yeah.
What was the situation like before this act was amended?
Oh, there's a lot of controversy around this issue of property manager, because at the end of the day, they said that, you know, only valuers can become a property manager beforehand.
Okay.
And what was happening was that, you know, a lot of time tantamount to whether question mark as to whether can you do self-management,
right?
And would a valuer be actually a good property manager? Because the trade is definitely different, the expertise is different. And the contentions of a lot of building owners is that, you know, because we are building owners and we know how we construct our building, we know the in and out of the building, who can better manage a property than the owner themselves? Think about that in that way.
Okay.
Right? So a lot of time when they outsource it to someone else to do the management services, then they would be taking the lead. And because of the act and because of the valuers given the right for property management, then the issue will be that you need to hire someone who are properly registered. So there was some contention in the past. And of course, there are also contention right now, just so that I think everyone should understand property managers is important. That we need to clarify one thing. I think property manager is anyone who manage property.
That's very general, though.
Correct. But let's put it this way. Anyone who manage property in that sense, it could be a single-owned property, which means that I'm a owner of my property, mm-hmm. right? I could be owning a Trump Tower, for example, right, with 57 levels of offices and whatnot, correct?
Right.
And if I hire you, you purported to offer property management service, and that is a property management,
well,
correct?
I look after my own house, that's a property management job, right?
Correct. But I'm just saying that I outsource, if I outsource, right? So that is like, you could be a single owner situation or a multiple owner situation. What do you mean multiple owner situations, which is typically, and a lot of limelight is being channeled into this one, is on strata.
Strata, let's say
if I have strata owners, we have an MC, the JMB and whatnot, correct? So it's multiple owner. In a multiple owner property, then you can obviously engage a property manager. The need for a property manager is higher as compared to a single situation. But again, we are not discounting that. So we have single and multiple owners. We have issue like whether it is a commercial building. Is it a residential building?
Okay.
Is it a stratified building? Is it a mixed use, single use, you know, things like that. So all these are the intricacy of property management.
Before we get into the management committee and the JMB, the Joint Management Board and all that, this Board of Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers, BOVEAP, what do they do?
Basically, they regulate. It's just like a disciplinary body of the... it's just like Bar Council for lawyers. I'm not sure whether that actually give you clearer ideas. As in, like, they give us guidelines as to how we need to practice. They give us guidelines as to what a standard we need to adhere to. And they're also the same person who discipline us. If there's any complaint, you complain to the Bar Council, and therefore the lawyer will be called up for the disciplinary action. So in that sense, this board have this power as well. And of course, being part of the register allowed you to claim professionally as a practicing valuer, practicing appraiser, practicing estate agent, therefore practicing property manager.
And prior to Act 242 being amended, the term property managers was not included in this.
Yes.
So the effects of the amended Act 242 means that property managers are now a recognised profession.
Yes.
What do they actually do then? What are their responsibilities?
I mean, it's provided under the Act what is property management services, what is property management practices. So generally about what maintenance of the building is all about, the facility management and all these things could be part of it. So if anyone come out professionally, profess that they have a skill to do property management, then they ought to register in that sense in order to do so. However, there's one slight exemption here, which I think I need to highlight at this juncture, is this, because the Strata Management Act, which actually talk about the appointment of a managing agent, which effectively mean a property manager, have provision for a few things. Number one, it allowed for self-management by the GMB and MC themselves, which means that they can actually on its own without hiring any or outsource to a third party, as in another individual, they can hire employee and carry out the maintenance work. So it's called self-manage. Then, of course, the other provision is that they can now hire or outsource an entire contract for property management to a third party, which means it's another St. John Berhad, another independent entity to do so. So this entity could have two choices. One is a registered valuer, which today by extension also means a registered property manager for that matter. All right. So if they hire someone with that credential, then this person are not required to give a bond for 50,000 with the relevant authority in that sense.
That's required now.
That's required. No, no. That's not required if you are a valuer or property manager.
Okay.
All right. A registered one. Now, in that act, there is a provision that allowed non-registered property manager, non-registered valuers to actually practice managing the strata property. In that sense, all you need to do is to give a bond amount to 50,000 or a year of your remuneration, whichever is higher. So in that sense, for example, if you are paid 10,000 to manage a strata property, so 1 year is 120,000, right? So your bond will be more than that.
How does one obtain these credentials to become a property manager?
I mean, it's new at this moment. You're talking about the property manager now. We are not talking about the valuers, right?
Yes.
So without a property manager, in this sense, from the starting of the Act, there is a 12-month grace period that allow all these people to step forward if you have done it illegally, right? To get yourself rectified. So to halal gun the whole thing in that sense. But I'm just saying to you is that that could be one thing. And after that, there will be other strict requirements. For example, you probably need a degree in property management. You probably have to go through a very strict training later, you know, which we have yet to see what is the real thing. So if, for example, like I said, at this moment, if within 12 months from the date of coming into effect of this Act, which is on the 2nd of January 2018 anyway, is that immediately before the date of coming into force, he has been engaged in property management service or practices or business, and he has served his client generally to their satisfaction. So it's very loose. This stated in the Act. Or he comply with subsection 1, which is what we mentioned just now about he's not an undischarged bankrupt or the general sanitary thing, which is age 21, majority kind of thing. He have not made any more false statements, some declaration required. So the next 12 months is quite easy in that sense. There might be other requirements which is not stated here. Maybe it should by the regulator or the board, which I don't know. But looking at it, it seems easy enough. But after 12 months, we'll wait and see. But definitely already indicated in the reports by the ministers, by the relevant director general, basic degree is required, you know, and then the certain professional test of competence might be required too.
We are talking to Chris Tan from Chir Associates about the newly amended Act 242. In a little while, we'll delve into who gets to become property managers and their responsibilities. BFM 89.9. We're back on the Property Show on BFM 89.9, where we are discussing the newly amended Act 242 with Chir Associates Chris Tan. So back to our chat, Chris, with this new Act 242, where does the JMB and the MC stand in this new scenario?
I think it actually not really impacting their stand to me is that because they do have a choice. Remember, in the previous section, we said they have a choice to self-manage. They can outsource to a registered or even a non-registered company for this management of the strata property. So in that sense, the Strata Management Act, it is still not affected in them in their right. But generally, it is aimed to also to help them in many ways, which means that, first of all, every one of the JMB MC is now a little bit more conscious about this because of the coverage on this act with the new act and whatnot. They probably want to ask for a registered property manager to do their job.
So if they self-manage, would they need to seek registration with BOFEAP?
It depends how you look at it, because it's like to do how you structure the self-manage. Like I said, when I self-manage, means that if I outsource the cleaning and then I outsource the security and I outsource the whole thing, then therefore the property management is effectively done through the MC and GMB, right? But if you outsource the entire of this scoop thing to a one person who help you to generally manage all these things, then this person is practicing as a property manager, right? So it depends how you structure the game. So if you put it into multiple parts and not in the whole, and the whole control is still with the GMB and MC, then there's no issue. But if you structure it in a way that you now deal with one party and that party take care of everything else, your landscaping, your security, your maintenance, you know, things like that, then that person is purportedly doing a property manager job.
I would see that this Act 242 would affect more strata-titled properties like apartments and condominiums. What would your advice be for these JMBs and management committees and even residents who have a say in how their buildings, their properties are run? What would you advise them if they want to select who they should select as property managers?
I think, let's put it this way, selection should be on merits, on the experience and also the way they know the building, the way they know the particular building that they are supposed to manage, and also their experience in dealing with all these things. Because a lot of competencies right now is that you require to know the Strata Management Act very well, know how the process to deal with the COB, you know, the Commission of Building, and then the processes probably in the Strata Management Tribunals, the requirement under the ministry in terms of all the fouling and all these things. So generally, as a rule of thumb, if someone is duly registered, we can assume that they would know this basic knowledge, correct? And if someone is not registered and required to pay a bond and all these things, then probably there's a risk of non-compliance. So I think to JMB and MC, I think very importantly, because under the new Strata Management Act, there is certain rules that say that they might be personally liable if at all certain non-compliance of certain provision of the Act. So my advice to the MC and JMB is really, I mean, if you can afford it, if you want to get someone who know their job and a very good indication of someone who know their job, if they're properly registered and properly practiced before as a professional in that sense. But the downside of it is obviously because it's a regulated profession, there's compliant costs that's required for training, there's people for required for time off, so which means the cost can be higher too.
So we can expect higher management charges, service charges?
I would think so, because at the end of the day, anything being regulated is a profession and there's commitment for continuous education, some investment into learning the new thing, keep updated, and all these are costs. Right, and as a result of this, I'm speculating there might be additional costs to cover.
Now, Chris, every time our lawmakers amend laws or introduce new laws, it's to protect somebody.
Yep.
How does this new Act 242 protect strata title owners? Before we get into how it protects property managers, how does it protect strata title owners?
So like I said, I mean, in that sense, in the strata title owner, then they know that if there's a separate registration and separate skill set for property manager, they are assured that those people who are registered, at least their skill set are being regulated, you know, in that sense. So therefore, the quality of property management would hopefully be maintained and increased along the way over the years, like I said. So therefore, in that way, the impact to the strata owners would be then you can have a better service of a property manager that comply with certain property management standards.
Higher standard
in that sense. Therefore, everything will be better. I mean, one of the key elements of property management or property manager in that sense is to know enough about financial as well. Because some of the things that they're supposed to do, like, for example, they have to enforce the term of lease and other agreement pertaining to their property. So they must know how to manage tenant in that sense. If, let's say, I mean, this part of the skill set, correct?
Almost like a real estate agent.
In a way, there could be one of those. Because like I said, single owner, it doesn't need to. It's not a strata. Strata probably not applicable. But strata is still applicable because there could be some tenant who lease out the mini market, the laundry, okay, you know, to those operators and all this thing. And preparing budget maintaining financial records. So these are a little bit of accounting that you need to know, right? So a little bit of law that you need to know in reading the thing. Monitoring outgoing for the property and making payment of the out of the income from the property. So certain bookkeeping you need to know. Advising on the sales, purchase and letting decision. So for example, if there's common property, there's a mini market will come and do this, probably you have to advise the committee, you know, what's a good rate and whatnot. Advising on insurance better, what to take insurance over the property or the common properties, the general insurance for the whole thing of fires and all these things. So you have the advice. Advice on the opportunity of realization and development investment potential of the property. So this again,
okay,
another trait of it. Advising on the necessary upgrading the property for the merging of interest. So what it means is that when do you start? How do you do your maintenance schedule? How do you schedule how many times that you need to paint the building? How many times you need to clean the swimming pool? How many times you need to get the people to come and maintain the gym equipment? Things like that. So actually, property manager, to me, I mean, I can read on another two things would be like managing and maintaining building and the facility attached to the building. And then you need to know a little bit of engineering work as well. So you need to know how to
all
work. Correct. So it's actually a jack of all trades. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, checking inventory or furniture, first things you have to track, you have to label your asset and things like that. So I'm saying that that's why it is a profession. You know, you need to know a little bit of everything else to in order to have the building done.
So that's for the strata title owners. Sure. But what about the property managers? What sort of benefits do they get in terms of maybe professional indemnity insurance or...
I'm certainly think that any professional in that matter would have this professional insurance coverage and all these things is part of the game in that sense. But again, I'm not sure whether the insurance company have already drafted out anything because of the new act already in place. But yet, I think it's commercially driven. If it's happened then to the benefit not just to the property manager, to the benefit of the user or the building owner, strata owner, building owner, to that effect, would then ensure any negligence on the part of the property manager would be covered. That's the hope of the Act. That's the hope of why anything being regulated in the first place, to raise standard, to increase coverage, to make sure that everyone will benefit out of it, you know, including the practitioner, the user and everything else. So I personally welcome this change for the Act because I think it's good for the industry and recognizing that property management is the important thing forward, especially as Malaysia, to complete the circle, to reach the stage of a developed nation. We have plenty of building facilities to be managed.
Finally, Chris, What about enforcement? With a law, you need enforcement. What are the police authorities' powers in this respect?
I'm not very clear from the reading of the Act in this sense, but what happened is that if you are not registered, if you practice as a property manager, so the whole idea is that then you are now effectively going against the law. You can use the word illegal. So anything illegal for that matter, of course, the police have the power to intervene. So as to extend how the intervention, well, I mean, there is some penalty here and then whatnot, but let's put it this way, I'm not sure how the execution is going to be like, you know, would everyone do this? Because I think at the end of the day, it's a policy consideration. What if you have not enough property manager to go around if you want everyone to be like that in that sense in the first place? That's why they have a grace period for the 12 month. I give you a typical thing, a lot of people ask this question, Airbnb legal or not legal? So I just say that, you know, let's put it this way. It depends also on the local authority policy, right? In places where you lack of hotel room, You probably say thank you. All right. And if you have in a place where there's full of oversupply of hotel rooms, then you probably say, no, it's illegal. So again, it's up to the policymaker to see what is driven. But I personally think that it should be market driven. Right, and I welcome this Act to register the property manager.
That was Keith Kam speaking to Chris Tan from Chur Associates for our monthly property legal clinic. Now, if you missed any part of that conversation, you can download the BFM app, which is available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. The podcast will be available there. Now, if you have any legal questions regarding your real estate investment, do write in to property@bfm.my. We have the 10 o'clock news bulletin coming up soon, and then we have Enterprise. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.